So tell us about the story.
Well, it was last Thursday, and as I walked into work, we realized that something awful was going on the northeast side of town, and we were dealing with two different crime scenes and multiple victims, and right away we knew that this was pretty serious. What also made it serious is that the main suspect in the case was on the loose, and no one really knew where the guy was. And so in that fog of the first few hours of the police trying to locate this individual, we were trying to put together the pieces. And suddenly we realized that the police were responding to all sorts of calls around town because of various sightings. And then all of a sudden, at about 7 o'clock, after about 4 hours of looking for this guy, he was located, and a high-speed chase then ensued. And it was winding through the heart of downtown Grand Rapids, which is a very busy area with a lot of people walking around. Gunshots were flying off down there. A woman was hit in the crossfire, or apparently now, as we've learned, she was actually targeted by Dantzler. The police had tried to intervene. They had opened fire on his vehicle, and he took it right up U.S. 131 and then on to Interstate 96 here in downtown, and the chase was on. He had run over some spike strips. He had blown all of his tires. Smoke was coming from the car, and he had then crossed the median, was going the wrong way in the interstate. Police were flying down the road all this time. The authorities had blocked off the interstate so no one could get on or off. And they were actually firing on his vehicle as he was going down the highway, as we found out later. He ended up crashing that car, got out, got off on foot, kicked in the back door of some random house in that neighborhood, fired off some more gunshots, and took three people hostage, and then a standoff ensued. And all this time, we were on the air. We had been broadcasting it live. We broadcast the chase live, and it starts to sink in that you're really dealing with a real serious situation, a real violent individual, and the police were taking every precaution to make sure that they could get this guy in some fashion. And you had a feeling going in that it wasn't going to end well. When you get into those standoff situations, there's three possible outcomes, and two of them are all usually bad. And that's exactly what happened. Dantzler ended up taking his own life. And as we're finding out now, apparently the gun he had was stolen. This all came from a domestic situation where he was mad at some ex-girlfriends. And the psychologists and the criminologists that we've talked to in the days since have kind of pegged this guy as what they call a subset of mass murderer known as a family annihilator. That this was personal for him. This was some sort of mission he was going out on, that he was going to settle scores, so to speak, and was actually targeting these women all over town. And anyone else who got in his way, unfortunately.
Just a terrible story as we watched from afar, Brian. We've appreciated your time. I'll stay in touch. Good to talk with you again.
All right, Tony. Good talking with you.